Hey, Don, you mentioned some of those guys that among the pods was like Aaron, but it seemed like everybody had really good ball movement in that game. I guess can you kind of touch a little bit with not just Aaron, but Marcus and some of the other guys, Malik, that were able to kind of share the ball and how that fits into what you want to be this year offensively?
Well, I think it's phenomenal, to be honest with you. When you have 27 assists on 30 baskets, I've never, that's 90%, that is an incredible stat. And but I did feel that to be a shooter, you got to be ready to shoot. And I thought that were some times, especially Aaron, he wasn't thinking shot enough. So that's the happy medium we got to find, and you're very right on point that it's a blessing for a coach. I think it's a blessing for a team. The curse is to find the happy medium. And I think we'll do that. We talked about it. We talked about it in film sessions yesterday and today. We're going to look at it again tonight and practice today. We talked about those things. We homed up some things on the zone, figuring they might zone us some. And yet, we figure they're going to man us some too. So it's putting the two together now and finding that happy medium will be a big key. But 27 assists on 30 baskets is phenomenal.
Go next to Matt Charbonneau from the Detroit News.
So I'm going a little bit off of Aaron's night and Rocket a little bit, because the other night you said Rocket may have been frustrated, but didn't play frustrated. And Aaron, even though he didn't get a ton of shots, didn't seem like he was trying to force anything. Did you at least like to see or like what you saw from them in terms of how they responded and didn't let those things kind of affect their game? They still were able to do other things.
I really did. And if you guys can see that from the distance you were from TV, hats off to you because Aaron was, he led us in assists. He was very good defensively, rebounded pretty well. But it's his job and my job to make sure he's getting 10, 12 shots, not three. And, but to do that and be as energetic as he was, I think shows the leadership skills that he's developing. And that's great. And Rocket, the same thing. He was pulling as hard for Foster as anybody. The camaraderie of this team, I think, for these months that we've tried to do a lot of stuff around here to bring our guys together because we didn't want them sitting in the dorms. We had them over here a lot more. I think it's really shown in that first game, and it's shown in some of the practices. So that's encouraging. Now we got to make sure when things aren't going as well, which we'll run into a lot of those, see if we can not be that proverbial front runner that we still encourage and cheer and pull for one another because we think that's a big part of this season with no fans there right now.
Next, we'll go to Kyle Austin from M Live.
Hey, Tom, I want to ask you a little bit more about Marcus. It seemed like we saw some things out of him skill-wise that we had maybe some before, maybe some post moves and some passing. How did he kind of develop that over the offseason, and where is he at with his body as you guys get into maybe playing some bigger opponents here?
Well, he's up to 226. So that was, down a little bit from as high last year of 230, but up a lot from the 216 of the summer. So that has really helped him, but he's definitely stronger. And I would agree with you. He's a better passer. He's got, I think, better post moves. He's starting to post up. He has a little bit of added strength. He's comfortable down there. The passing skills, we feel like as a staff, he's passing the ball much better too. And that would make him a more complete player. So as he develops those skills, we've got four guys down there and Julius and he and Thomas and of course Mahdi and Mahdi's still coming. I mean, today he had an unbelievable practice. So we think we're gonna have some depth down there. We just happened to play a team that started four guards and a swing guy, and so that was a little bit of a challenge for us, but I thought it was a good experience too that our bigs had to cover guys that could drive the ball and plan the perimeter.
We'll go next to Nick Mantis from WLNS.
Coach, from what the distance that we had from watching the game on TV, obviously everybody was seeing a couple of those passes from Joey that ended up right in your hands a couple of times. From your perspective, just from talking to him on the bench, giving him a little bit of an encouragement and kind of shaking off a little bit of the rust, what kind of conversations were you having with him about getting back into the swing of things and making sure he passes to his teammates instead of you?
Yeah, I told him to quit sucking up to the head coach. You know, I can't shoot it. It doesn't really matter. I don't have any interest in shooting it. But in all honesty, you know, that was probably the least I said to Josh and Joey. I said 9 turnovers, and I don't think I said a word to either one of them, because I understand there's going to be some rust. I understand 2 years out, there's going to be some of that. I thought Joey settled down in the second half, other than those two plays, and played awfully well. I think Josh is really learning how to pass the ball better again, but I can't let him forget his mid-range game either, you know. So it's both of them are so unselfish. I think they're passing some when they should be shooting, and that's creating, you know, some turnovers. But that's going to come, man. It's not going to come this tomorrow. It's not going to come next week. But, you know, next 4 or 5 games, get some their sea legs under them. I think you're going to see those two guys, because they've been practicing. They had good practices today. But, you know, I let that first game go with the turnovers. But I'm not expecting any more passes to me, or that pass might go right back to him.
Thank you.
Next question will go to Larry Lage from the Associated Press.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Good, Larry.
Do you expect to play 10 guys in a lot of games? And do you like I think you sent 4 guys in off the bench at the same time, maybe as a second wave. Like, do you like that group together in particular? Or just kind of wondering about rotation.
I don't think you'll see that a lot. I think you'll see us playing 10 guys, especially for a while, maybe even 11. I mean, you know, that's just the way it's going to be. And plus, you know, what we have to do this year more than ever is develop our bench. Because as you've seen everywhere, I heard Gonzaga lost 2 guys now after the game to COVID. We've got to make sure that every guy that's on that team is ready to play some, because the chances are good that something's going to happen in the next 6 weeks. So it's partly because I think we've got good depth. It's partly because a couple guys haven't raised their game above some other guys, which I think has to happen. And it's partly because I want to get and be sure that we have a lot of guys that can play. So if we get hit with the COVID virus, that we don't just crumble. You know, we still got some guys that can fill in and play. And that's why you're going to see us hopefully play a few more people. And yet, as games get tighter and things, you know, might not be the same amount of minutes. But I do plan on playing 10, 11 guys, especially the first 6, 7 games, to assure us that we get everybody ready to play.
Next question is from Adam Biggers.
Hey, Tom, kind of a broad question, but you've always been, you know, pretty lucky, I guess, in terms of having a point guard, sometimes, you know, best point guard in the nation, a lot of times the best in the conference. When you look at Foster, primarily when you look at Rocket, where do they kind of fit in that skill set wise? When you look back at guys like Kalen, Drew, Travis, Cassius, you know, the list goes on. Where kind of fit?
Each one of them's different. You know, I think Rocket's got a more like Keith, you know, where he's got that jet speed and things like that. Maybe he doesn't shoot it quite as well yet. I think Foster a little bit like a Drew Neitzel, that he can he shoots it really well, and yet you know, guarding people and the athleticism and size you know, sometimes creates a problem. But Foster's improved a ton. I'm asking Rocket to improve both as a 2 guard and as a point guard, and so both of those guys are some work in progress. And yet I've been really impressed by Foster as a captain. He's been really supportive of Rocket. Rocket's been supportive of him. As I said, you know, we got to get Rocket healthy is my biggest concern right now. He's been dragging that knee, and it's only because of the bad bone bruise. But eventually, you know, the lineup, excuse me, swallowed on the wrong pipe, not any COVID. Eventually, it's going to come more on who comes off the bench best and what I think our best starting lineup is. We got a defensive lineup. We got an offensive lineup. You know, those things are going to be determined in the weeks to come. But point guards have developed here. I see these guys developing. They've both taken some strides already. Rockets has been slowed because of lack of practice. I think on the other side, Foster's has improved because he's gotten stronger and he's better defensively, and he's kind of figuring out how to, when to take a shot, when to make a pass. He's done a good job of running our team.
We have time for a couple more questions. We'll go to Matt Charbonneau from the Detroit News.
I wanted to ask a little bit off the stuff we talked about earlier of having everyone ready. You see Virginia loses today, and those, you know, those upsets always happen earlier in the year, but is it even more possible now, just with, you never know whose roster is getting affected by these things? Does it almost make sure guys are a little more on point and try and avoid those nights where they don't bring it as much and those upsets happen?
Sounds like a day where the media is smarter than the coaches. I think you're right on. I really do, Matt.
Every day. Come on. What are you talking
about?
Not
every day. In fact, very, very seldom, to be very blunt about it. But anyway, you know, I do think that we talked about this in our first press conference, that I thought it was going to be that kind of year where, you know, somebody's going to have COVID and the team's going to take that team lightly. That's going to be a problem. I think sometimes you're going to see where players are maybe just coming off the COVID. Maybe some aren't even diagnosed yet and have it. But I think staying focused and not worried, you know, maybe some guys from Virginia or from Michigan State or from Michigan, you know, worried about a family member, worried about somebody else that's sick. You know, there's so many issues here that are dealing with. It's really going to take some intense focus, some understanding by coaches, some understanding by players. And, you know, I think this first 6, 8, 10 games, you know, till Christmas is going to be people getting adjusted to how to deal with this virus and how to deal with the circumstances that it presents. And I think that's the teams that who can handle that is going to be the ones that are successful. So I agree with you. I think there's going to be some upsets. There always is, but I think there'll be more upsets because of the situation.
Go back to Chris Solari from the Detroit Free Press.
You guys, you held them down pretty good on the arc in that game the other night. How good, particularly on the perimeter, but also once these guys inside start getting gelled together what's the ceiling defensively, if you think, for this team?
I think this could be one of our best defensive teams. I mean, if I ever have a lineup of Rocket and Aaron and Josh, that's about as good a three defenders on the perimeter as I've had since maybe the, you know, I don't know, Shannon Brown days, or, you know, it is a very, very good defensive team. Hauser's a pretty good defender. And then at center, we have a variety of guys. Malik Hall's a very good defender. So we have some very good defenders that I think we could be a great defensive team. I don't think there is a ceiling, but we've got some limitations too. And we're going to have to make some adjustments and figure out, you know, how much we're switching, how much we're doing different things according to the different lineups we have in there. So it'll be, I think this team has a chance to be very, very good defensively.
Go last question to Kyle Austin from M Live.
Thanks, Max. Tom, just want to follow up real quick about this this Rocket situation, because I don't think you had brought this up before. Just wondering how much that kind of hampered his preparation in the preseason, and how close do you have to watch him at this point?
Well, you know, I brought it up a little bit, but I didn't make a big deal about it because it's a bruise. But it's a bone bruise, and the bone bruise takes a little longer to heal, and he missed 5 days of practice. Before the Eastern game, practiced a couple days at the end, and has practiced now, but still dragging that thing a little bit. So we're trying to get some treatment on him. He has a couple good days, a couple bad days, but nothing I'm worried about long term, but something I am concerned with short term, because number one, he needs to get reps and solid reps. Number two, you know, I'm trying to get him reps at the point and at the two. And number three, you know, the lift on his shot, and this, he plays with speed. And if you're dragging that thing a little bit, that's a concern. But hopefully today he was a little tough early, and then later on in practice, he actually practiced very well. So hopefully we're heading down the road of a recovery here and making sure it's fairly padded when he plays, that he doesn't get it hit again.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking the time. Everyone, thanks for joining us.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Belated, and I'll see you tomorrow.